Hello.
Hi, is that Tracy?
Who's calling?
It's Francesca calling from INS Law about the inquiry submitted to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time?
Hello.
Hi, is now a good time to speak?
Yeah, that's fine, love. Just give me a second.
Yeah, no problem.
Hiya.
Hi, you okay, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just coming from INS Law. It's about the Scottish Redress Scheme application. So before we begin, I just need to confirm some details for data protection. So would I be able to get your full name, please?
Yeah, it's Tracy Elizabeth Forrester.
Perfect. And have you ever been known by any previous names?
When I was married, I was Tracy Fleming.
And what were you known as whilst in care?
Tracy Forrester.
Okay, no problem. And your date of birth?
11/1/1971.
And your current address?
11 Parkside Street, Rosyth.
And can I grab your postcode, please?
Yeah, KY11 to Lima Papa.
Just popping this on the system.
Yeah.
And do you happen to recall your address prior to being placed into care?
I think it would have been 11 Springbank Terrace.
Yeah.
Wellwood, Dunfermline.
Bear with me a second.
Yeah. Sorry, how did you get my number, love?
We got an inquiry from you. So if you signed it, I think, on Facebook.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's okay. So when you sent off that application on Facebook, then it gets sent to us then to give you a call.
All right, thanks.
And would I be able to grab your parents' names as well, please?
Alexander Forrester.
Yeah.
And Irene Forrester, but her maiden name was Gittins.
Would you be able to spell that for me, sorry?
G-E-A-T-O-N-S.
Thank you. And if you're registered with a GP at the moment, would I be able to take the name of the practice?
Yeah, it's Park Road Surgery, and that's in this house.
And in regards to contacting you, so the email I have on file is tracyforrester11@outlook.com. Is that the right one?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And are you okay with all forms of contact? So we'd usually call you, email and message. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I appreciate the discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during the call, and if you need a break at any point, just let me know, okay? If you need any extra.
I'm not really about to go in and anything like that at this time of the day, love. I can't cope with it.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So with the application, so we go through a few details, and then I take the names of the care settings you were in with approximate time frames, and then we usually then take short statements just for the first application to send off to redress. But if you wanted to do that another date, we can.
I could do that. Sorry, I'm not feeling up for it the day of. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So if you want, so we'll just go through the basic details and I'll take the statements off you another day. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So the purpose of today's call, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. I'll cover your options, explain how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather some initial information to assess whether and how we can assist you, okay?
Right.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application. So under that government scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with your application. So INS law, so we do not operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you.
Yeah.
So would you just be able to confirm what this is, that you've not instructed or had any communication with other solicitors to act for you in relation to the Scottish Redress Scheme at all?
I'm actually been in touch with a solicitor for a few months that is doing my case.
Yeah, so have you signed contracts with them?
I can't remember, eh?
Okay, who is it with, if I can ask?
Well, I can't even mind her name now. What's her name? It'll come to me in a minute.
That's okay.
Sorry, could we do this another time, please?
Yeah, so if you've submitted an application with another law firm already, so we won't be able to assist you any further.
Right. Okay, sorry, love.
That's okay. That's okay, no problem. But thank
you for your call. Bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye.